In May of 1929, the Latin Club of Whittier High School celebrated Virgil's 2,000th birthday with a banquet and a production of the story of Aeneas and Dido from the Aeneid. The students wore togas and ate with their hands. The dry California hills passed for ancient Rome. Richard Nixon, the top student in the club, played Aeneas, Trojan hero and founder of Rome. And a girl named Ola Florence Welch played Dido, queen of Carthage. Virgil's Aeneid imagines the ill-fated romance of Aeneas and Dido. Dido is under the sway of Juno, who stands for domesticity and marital fidelity. Aeneas is ruled by Venus, goddess of passionate sexual love. Dido beds Aeneas and regards herself as married. Aeneas, rather coldly, abandons Dido to fulfill his greater destiny. To Italy I must go. There is the fatherland I must love. Bereft, Dido throws herself on a funeral pyre, the god's reckoning for her hapless devotion. It is doubtful that Nixon, age 16, was pondering the complexity of human nature and the vagaries of passion and commitment as he took the stage in the Whittier High gym. He had other worries. His feet hurt. It had taken both Latin teachers several minutes to tug the size 9 silver boots over Nixon's size 11 feet. The hour on stage in them was agony beyond belief and almost beyond endurance, Nixon recalled. Worse, Nixon was supposed to take Dido in his arms on stage, in public. He had never kissed a girl before, or even close. Whittier was an upright Quaker town, and Nixon was bashful. When Aeneas, in his toga and two small boots, awkwardly reached out to embrace Dido, the student audience, heretofore bored, erupted in catcalls, hoots, and derisive laughter. Cheeks burning, the leading couple had to stop until the clamor died down. Nixon later described the performance as an unbelievably horrendous experience. As the curtain fell to polite applause, the desperate-to-please high school junior volunteered to play the piano to entertain the disgruntled audience. "I'll do anything to make the party a success," he told one of the Latin teachers. He was humiliated, however, and he lost his temper when one of the teachers criticized his clumsy performance. Such a painful experience might have ended the thespian ambitions of any high school student, and Nixon did take away a lifelong aversion to wearing boots. But Nixon went on to act in several plays in college with growing assurance and emotional range. Indeed, in 1952, when Nixon publicly wept after clearing his name from calumny with the so-called Checkers speech, his old acting coach, Albert Upton, exclaimed, "That's my boy. That's my actor." Nixon's dramatic debut was a crisis, but for Richard Nixon, crisis was already normal, to be expected, endured, even, as time went on, welcomed. Defeat was what one overcame. Rejection was to be reversed, if not avenged. 2 months before the Latin play, Nixon had been the choice of the Whittier High School faculty to become student body president. Nixon was responsible, dutiful, and attentive to his elders. But at the last moment, another boy, a popular athlete named Robert Logue, had entered as a surprise candidate and won the students' votes. Nixon, who had been nicknamed Gloomy Gus by a few of the girls, had to settle for the position of administrator, appointed by the faculty. In photos in the Whittier High yearbook, The Cardinal and White, Logue looks like a tanned Adonis, with a confident smile, cleft chin, and swept back blonde hair. In his photo, the dark-haired Nixon looks young and anxious.